Now we're going to do numerology. If you are brand new to numerology, I recommend a couple of books and actually a very simple blog post that I put up in the late 1990s. Yes, before it was called blogging, I was blogging. Just Google Bonnie Gillespie numerology or go to bonniegillespie.com/numerology and you'll probably be able to find the piece. Basically, we're going to use the method that my mom used. She was a very well-known astrologer, and she loved integrating numerology into her work. And so this is the guide she taught me when I was a little kid, and I still remember it. So after you get your personal number down to a single digit, you know what you were born. Again, go over to bonniegillespie.com/numerology to see how I did this on myself so that you're able to figure out your own. Obviously, if you're a member of Expansive Capacity, we have spent entire units talking on this very specifically. And if you are a member of the SMFA Dojo private Facebook group and the Vault, the SMFA Vault as a part of Getting Gear for the Next Tier, you have a masterclass in the Vault on numerology as well as a Facebook Live in our private group that you can consult for more information as well. All right. Once you get your personal number down, your birth number down, by coming down to a single digit, you know what you were born. You'll notice on the SMFA calendar, I provide numbers on every single day. That's if somebody were born on that day, they would be a that number. Okay, so we're going to go through all the numbers, obviously, in just a moment and how to use them when they show up on that calendar. But I'd like you to note that at the top of the calendar, I've also said that we are currently in a whatever kind of month in a whatever kind of year, because the year has a feel. The year itself is in its cycle of the 9-year cycle. It's in its spot of the 9-year cycle. And so it has a feel to it. Also, the month within the year has a feel to it as a whole. And then each individual day has a feel to it because that then becomes the birth number for people born on that day. So when you know what your birth number is, you understand you're going to always feel more comfortable when we are in days that line up with your birth number, just because you came in to do that kind of work. So on a day where that kind of work is the energy, it feels really good to be you. Yes, that means the other 8 days or the 8 spaces in the numerological 9-year cycle are going to have their challenges and, of course, their powers that we want to lean into. And that's why we do this work. So let's go through them real quick. A number one day is a starting day. This is when you plant new seeds. This is a masculine energy. It's assertive. It's not necessarily aggressive, but it's definitely more take charge, plant seeds. Let's get things going, new ideas. In a two, this day, this energy is a more emotional one. It's the feminine side of that. My mom used to call this abort or knit booties time, because now the seeds have been planted. You either got to cut bait and make a totally different plan, or in that two energy, you're going to buckle down and knit booties because a baby's on its way. The 3 year or the 3 day or the 3 energy that comes after that is, hey, the baby's born. Now, whatever it is that you've been working on, the seeds that were planted in the one, that were nurtured in the two, now come to fruition in the 3. In the 4, this is hard work. And of course, my mom would use the analogy that if we're talking about a baby, that the seeds were planted and then it was nurtured. And then in the 3 year, it was born. And we now know what it is. In the 4 year, you got to send this thing to college. So you got to be working your booty off to take care of what needs to be taken care of. And so the 4 energy is a lot of hard work. It's not necessarily work you dislike. It's just a lot of hard work. In a 5, this energy is all about rebellion. It's partying. It's playing. It's, hey, look, you got the kid off to college. Now it's me time. I got to have a party. And then in the 6, this energy is repair. It's domestic. This is when a lot of people get married or divorced. This is a really good time to repair what got done in the 5 energy, because it was a little reckless by comparison. Moving into the 7 energy, this is where you go deep within. This is when you get introspective. This is a more spiritual time of life, whether we're looking at a 7 day or a 7 year. When you are in a 7 energy, you are in the cocoon, and there's a lot of exploration going on and some isolation to some extent. In an 8, the energy is powerful. This is when the butterfly emerges. This is a lot of leadership. This is a lot of stretching those wings and becoming a totally new version of what that inner work created for you. And in a nine energy, this is what's called the death energy. And that's not to be morbid. It's to let you know that that 9-year cycle is coming to an end. Whatever was planted in year one and taken through all of those years, or again, days, if we're using the days of the month instead of looking at the big picture years, which I suggest you do both, at that 9-year point, this is when we're going to clean out the closets. We're going to maybe have to deal with some old skeletons that got stored away over the course of those 9 years in the cycle. It's also the time that we say goodbye to anything that needs to not come with us into the next 9-year cycle, because we are going to start over in a 1 year. And if we bring in things that should have been left behind in that 9-year cycle, we just get to repeat those lessons and we have a whole new 9-year set to do it in. All right. As a reminder, the SMFA Ninjas hashtag is your bat signal to get our attention anywhere out on social media, or we'll see you in the membership spaces as you would like to continue this dialogue. Enjoy your SMFA calendar. This has been Bonnie Gillespie. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah.